Welcome to AM Best Audio.
Today's fixed assets landscape is increasingly influenced by advancements in technology and data analytics, driving significant improvements in asset management and optimization. Despite these advancements, challenges such as aging infrastructure and cybersecurity risks remain, necessitating continuous innovation and robust risk management strategies. I'm Lori Chortis for AM Best TV, and joining us now to discuss that is Matthew Donahue. He's Managing Director of Fixed Asset Advisory Services at Kroll. Matt, welcome. It's so great to see you. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
Matt, what are the latest trends shaping the fixed asset space today?
Sure. Not the latest necessarily. It's been around for a while, but going green is a big trend. Continued push to create more energy efficient buildings and businesses. We've also seen in the energy sector, there's a bit of a general transitioning going on with the adoption of new technologies and critical minerals, as well as a lot of companies consolidating and repositioning themselves. For example, in 2023, there was a consolidation of a couple mega deals happening with Exxon buying Pioneer for $64.5 billion, Chevron buying Hess for $60 billion. We think that should continue in 2024. In general, with fixed assets, we're seeing a lot of increased scrutiny as well. So fixed assets in the past were perceived as being a low risk area, and they didn't get too much audit scrutiny. But post-COVID, the return of on-site asset valuations and verification exercises has resumed, and auditors are scrutinizing fixed assets more rigorously, especially within healthcare and maybe the hospital sectors. We're also seeing disputes rising a bit. So there's a decrease in M&A, but a higher frequency of litigation and disputes. So these corporate and financial disputes could lead to more questions around the fair value of these fixed assets. And of course, last but not least, we'll talk about this a lot today, I think, but inflation, that's a big trend today. Caused by supply chain disruptions, geopolitical conflicts, COVID, of course, maybe the printing of money, and you know, all these things are what we're seeing as the biggest trends in our industry.
And when we look at technology, how are advancements in technology, such as the Internet of Things, smart sensor technology, AI, data analytics, and others, how are they transforming the management and valuation of fixed assets?
Yeah, it's a good question. The place we see it the most is through increased amount of platforms and automation. So new software systems are popping up and being developed either directly into the workbench of an insurer to price their risks, or for large corporates and risk managers to manage those risks, or for brokers to benchmark those risks. We're really seeing platforms here and there that are really changing the game for how these guys manage their workflows. So now we live in a world where companies can get valuations at the click of a button, whereas in the past it took days or weeks or even months to complete. Another advancement I'd say is through the use of tailored dashboard features. So using these dashboards, you can now run advanced analytics and slice and dice the data in ways that you couldn't in the past using PDFs and spreadsheets. I think the most exciting thing though is that we're yet to see what AI is going to do to the space. We're already getting glimpses through companies like maybe Cytora or Instabase that are using large language models to streamline the ingestion, the extraction, and the validation of this information. And I think it's going to be fun to see what else we can do within Kroll and within the industry as a whole as we move forward.
Well, earlier you talked a bit about inflation. What impact are inflation and evolving market trends having on fixed assets, and how can companies navigate economic uncertainty and property risks that they face today?
Yeah, these evolving market trends and inflation are causing the price of everything to go up. People every day feel it at the grocery store, and businesses feel it too when they have to replace a production line or build a new facility. It all costs substantially more than it did a few years ago. So one of the biggest impacts we're seeing is in the suggested frequency for fixed asset valuations. In the past, companies might revalue their assets once every 5 to 7 years, if they were doing it at all. That number is now reduced to maybe 1 to 3 years due to inflation volatility and a hardened market for buying insurance. So insurance companies are being more strict and demanding when it comes to having up-to-date valuations, which is good for us. And companies can try to navigate that uncertainty by making sure they do perform these periodic updates and have it done by a professional. they can engage a firm like Kroll, for example, to come up with a structured valuation program where we go and deliver a mix of services, be it traditional site surveys, desktop analysis, or now automated valuations to make sure everyone's more comfortable with the declared values.
Customize your data experience. BestLink now offers an interactive company dashboard that provides company-level intelligence in a fast, user-friendly interface featuring interactive tables, charts, and Sparkline performance histories. Customize the dashboard tiles to prioritize the insurer ratings, data, and analytics that best support your workflow. AM Best. Our insight, your advantage.
How are companies planning to address the challenges of maintaining and upgrading aging fixed assets amidst evolving regulatory and environmental standards?
Yeah, so maintaining isn't my specific area of expertise, but I can tell you that we're seeing a rise in the number of requests that we get for estimation of indemnity values in the insurance industry. So the indemnity value is essentially the cost to replace that property to a condition which is the same as its condition at the time of the damage, as opposed to a replacement cost, which would be the cost new. So companies, they're reassessing their portfolios and realizing that amidst these evolving regulatory environmental standards, there's a number of assets they'd probably never replace with new ones if something were to happen. So instead, what they do is they want to have coverage in place that pays them out cash for whatever that future plan is, while effectively lowering their annual premiums by declaring a lower value. Next to that, recently we're getting more and more requests around what we can do as far as green valuations. And there's a handful of instances we've seen lately where companies are now able to negotiate with their insurance carriers to include what's called a green reinstatement clause in their policy. And that's going to pay out more if the company rebuilt a green or sustainable building. And so the idea is that we're not only going to determine the value to replace the building like for like, which has been the case in the past, but also what the value would be if using energy efficient or sustainable building materials.
Does commercial underinsurance remain a growing concern? And if so, what's driving that? And what other valuation trends are currently impacting the property insurance landscape today?
Yeah, certainly it remains a growing concern. It's not just that inflation came in and made everything more expensive. It just simply compounded the issue that already existed due to companies self-reporting inadequate insurance amounts. It's kind of one of the worst kept secrets in the insurance world that we keep hearing time and time again. And even though inflation seems to be slowly getting back to a more normalized level, we won't get back to those pre-pandemic price levels really ever. So while we as valuation providers have been busier than ever the last couple of years, there's still countless businesses out there that think maybe it won't happen to us and don't want to have to pay to have a proper valuation carried out. But luckily for those folks, with large portfolios and more SME, small to medium sized type businesses, we developed a new solution like our property insurance valuation platform, which makes valuation scalable and more affordable.
And what strategies can insurers, brokers, and agents employ to educate their commercial clients about the risks and implications of underinsurance?
Yeah, well, first, I think about all the troubling stats that are out there that can paint the picture of the problem for them. So our findings in the last 2 to 3 years showed that over 60% of all the locations we valued were underinsured, with 31% of those locations being underinsured by more than 50%. And there was one particular building we valued was underinsured by more than 8 million pounds. Also, as we speak, there are tens of thousands, if not more, of ongoing litigation cases battling it out to determine who's on the hook to pay out for those claims in the cases of underinsurance. You know, that could be a big hit to the financial stability of the business. Companies that assume that they're covered in the event of a loss but end up having to pay out due to an average or a co-insurance clause in their policy, they now have to hope they have a strong balance sheet that can absorb such a hit or go out and find a lender and deal with a high interest rate environment. These stats alone should be enough to alert people to the problem and start to educate them on the risk involved. But other than just scaring them with stats, they can have companies like Kroll come in and present on these topics, gives them a better idea of what the problem is and what solutions are out there. So we often go out, we deliver seminars or webcasts to educate all those interested in learning a bit more about how we do and why we do what we do.
And Matt, looking ahead, what best practices are emerging for integrating fixed asset management with overall business strategy to drive growth and efficiency in the coming months and years?
Yeah, so we're doing it ourselves, and by automating certain processes that were once delegated to a single employee or maybe to a whole group of staff, businesses can save a ton of costs and free up those resources to look for ways to drive revenue growth. So one thing I mentioned earlier is using a tool like the Kroll Automated Valuation Platform that companies can run adequacy assessments across their portfolios, and they save cash by not paying for valuations where they might not necessarily need them. Then for maybe those high risk properties, they have an automated valuation perform that was developed by an accredited valuation company like Kroll. And on the back end of that, we have over 225 experts around the globe standing by ready to carry out detailed valuations for the more complex risks. If the company does decide they like using their own internal platform, like I mentioned, they're all over the place now and companies pay a lot of money for them. We've developed a valuation API that can integrate directly into their system so they can still have access to Kroll's wealth of replacement cost data. The key thing is that help is out there and we're here to assist every step of the way.
Well, Matthew, this has been so informative. Thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us.
Yeah, my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
That was Matthew Donahue, Managing Director of Fixed Asset Advisory Services at Kroll. For AM Best TV, I'm Lori Chortis.
Looking to get the full attention of the insurance industry? We have the platforms that will do just that. Whether it be AM Best TV, AM Best Audio, Best Review Magazine, or Best Day. Find out more by calling AM Best Advertising Sales at 908-439-2200, extension 5399, and have a great day.